There was lots of debate in last night's GOP debate, but one thing the field agreed on, their opposition to the Iran nuclear deal.
Here's Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
To me, you terminate the deal on day one. You reinstate the sanctions authorized by Congress. You go to Congress and put in place even more crippling sanctions in place. And then you convince our allies to do the same. It's yet another example of the failed foreign policy of the Obama-Clinton doctrine.
And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said he will vote against the agreement in the Senate.
I don't think that the president negotiated from a position of strength, but I don't immediately discount negotiations. I'm a Reagan conservative. Reagan did negotiate with the Soviets, but you have to negotiate from a position of strength, and I think President Obama gave away too much too early.
But Republicans are not the only ones criticizing the deal, which would limit Iran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. News broke during the debate last night that New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer also opposes the deal and will vote against it. Jonathan Weissman is a reporter for The New York Times. And Jonathan, tell us first, what is Senator Schumer saying about this deal?
Schumer's criticism is very similar to a lot of Republicans. He believes that he doesn't like the inspection regime. He thinks it's too weak. He doesn't believe that it is an anytime, any place regime where you can just jump into any place you want. He also feels like the Iranians would have too much time to cover their tracks under certain circumstances. The inspection of military facilities that are not identified now as nuclear research facilities. He also doesn't like what's called the snapback provisions, these provisions that in the event of Iranian cheating, the sanctions would come back on. But mostly his complaint is that he believes after 10 years that the Iranians would be free to very quickly restart their nuclear program, and this time with the legitimacy that this Iranian deal conferred on the regime. That's his biggest complaint.
Schumer is a prominent Jewish Democrat, and we know that Israel is putting a lot of might behind opposing this deal. How much pressure do you think that put on Schumer?
I think a lot of pressure. I mean, look right now at which Democrats have come out publicly against the deal. It's basically only House members who are in heavily Jewish districts in and around New York City. There's one South Floridian, and he probably won't be alone. I'm sure that there are other South Floridians who will come out as well. Right now, the Democratic opposition is very geographically concentrated. It's in and around New York City, in and around greater South Florida. If it stays just there, I think the Democrats can hold on to their firewall around the deal. If it starts to spread, then, you know, Katie, hold the bar.
Right.
Bar the door.
But there's another wrinkle I want to talk to you about, which is that Schumer is expected to take over Senate leadership for the Democrats when Harry Reid retires next year.
Yes.
So what does that mean? I mean, this is now perhaps the most prominent senator to be in the Senate, making a very bold statement. Is there concern there?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons that all eyes were on if Chuck Schumer was just a New Yorker, Jew from Brooklyn, he would just be kind of expected to come out against it. But by coming out against it as the heir apparent to the Democratic conference caucus in the Senate, this is a very, very prominent figure. He's going to hold weight. He's going to give a lot of cover for other Democrats should they want to come out against it. And, you know, he's taking a lot of heat. Yes, he was under enormous pressure from constituents in New York who wanted him to oppose the deal. But he is now a figure much larger than New York City and New York State. He is a senior leader of the Democratic Party, and he is taking enormous amounts of heat now from the left of the party, who feels betrayed right now.
Well, right. So what is the concern that he'll take other Democrats with him?
I think that thus far we haven't seen it. But look, I'm sure that he will give cover. Almost immediately after Chuck Schumer made his announcement, another New York representative, Elliot Engel, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he came out against the deal as well. And I think that you will see, you know, President Obama gave a barn burner of a speech this week,
right.
Basically saying that those who come out opposed to this are giving aid and comfort to the hardliners in Iran. But with Chuck Schumer now taking that position, you know, how can the president continue to say that the opposition is purely partisan and is giving aid and comfort to hardliners in Iran? I mean, it just becomes a lot easier for Democrats who are inclined to oppose this deal to now come out against it.
And this is after he and his administration was pushing very hard for Schumer to come over to their side. Very quickly, who is left on the Democrats that the administration is going after?
Well, you know, Harry Reid, the current Senate Democratic leader, has not come out in favor. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is Jewish and the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, she has not come out in favor or opposed. I think a lot of people are eyeing her. Jerry Nadler, prominent and longtime representative from New York City, he's under a lot of pressure. I think that There was a real fear, I think, this morning that once Schumer came out, there would be kind of an avalanche. And so far it hasn't. In fact, Tammy Baldwin, who is a very liberal Democratic senator from Wisconsin, came out this morning saying she is in favor of the deal. I thought maybe a lot more people would come out either pro or con to try to either take advantage of the of Schumer's position or blunt the effect. And actually, it's been pretty quiet today.
Jonathan Weissman, a reporter for The New York Times. We'll keep in touch with you as this story develops. Thanks very much.
Thank you.